here we are.
Yay!
Actually, we had to wait a little while because the landscapers were out there.
Making going so crazy. Much noise, you wouldn't be able to hear us over the hedge trimmers.
Have you seen Super 8?
No, not yet.
Oh, I was thinking, production value. You'll have to go see Super 8.
Oh, yeah.
And know what the heck I'm talking about.
Okay, good enough.
For those who have heard, it would have been very low production value.
Okay.
So last time we left off, we were kind of talking about Lily and Cain and...
how Cain isn't really Caleb. Cain is Cain, and Caleb is dead, and we didn't care, and...
Okay, let's give credit to the fact that we really, really pushed to know Cain's backstory.
Yes, and had suspicions that he was a baddie way long.
Long.
Years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we always, like, we're like, what's Cain's backstory? Well, yeah. Okay, they gave it to us. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Sure. Yeah.
I'm ready for it to kind of move.
To stay in the background
on.
Now?
Yeah.
I don't know. I still would like to know a little bit more about their upbringing and...
Okay, yeah.
You know, is it really that there was one good twin and one bad twin? And was that from birth or is that from circumstances? And...
I guess...
You know, twins just fascinate me. So the more they can, you know... But if it means bringing, you know, Caleb back...
Mm-hmm.
In flashback form, I'm fine with it for a little.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
But certainly not to bring
him back as a
character.
I know what we were talking about. Like, how many people could possibly have twins in this town?
Right.
And I was thinking, it was kind of funny because when all the teachers and I got together at our school, like, a couple weeks ago for a staff party, it occurred to us that three of the people there who all worked at our school all have twins. And I went, oh, well...
Twins personally?
Yeah, like, they're all a twin.
Oh, they are a twin. Okay.
So three separate people in our... I mean, that's a decent
amount.
That's a pretty
high percentage,
I
suppose.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I asked the question, you know, well, how many of you have an evil twin? You know?
Right.
And one person said, I do.
Good. Excellent.
But, okay, I mean... So, all right. And my best friend just had twins. And, you know,
yeah.
I mean, twins kind of, like,
well, and,
are
and
around.
These days, though, you know, in the last 20 years or so... Multiple births have skyrocketed because of fertility drugs
we
and all that.
We need an octomom.
Old school twins. Oh, good God, no. No, do not. One was plenty. There was a woman recently, though, who had sextuplets.
Really?
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yeah. But, you know, anyone who's older than 20 years, who's also a twin, that's, you know, a natural born twin, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, you know, I have twin uncles. And,
okay.
You know, they're super identical.
So maybe twins are a little bit more prolific in life than I realize.
See, now I'm going to have to think about all my friends who
I know
who have a twin.
Because I have several.
Yeah, I can think of four or five
several
just
people,
right off the bat.
Okay.
However, that said, having a doppelganger who is not related to you, that
or,
is much more unlikely.
Or via plastic surgery or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, okay. So when we left off, Colin was hanging from the second story...
balcony ledge. And Genevieve was taunting him.
Because she had pushed him.
Right. And Jill...
But Jill was hanging on to him.
Yeah, Jill suddenly appeared and grabbed him by one hand. And now, did she let go or did she accidentally drop him?
I think it was a little bit of both.
Okay.
Because she was like, hang on to him, Colin, I'll save you. And she was asking Genevieve, why aren't you helping me? And Genevieve went like, well, he's my husband, not yours. And I think Jill, in shock,
was so surprised she let go.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden it was like, then he fell into the bushes. It's like they made it so dramatic when it was like a...
It really was not that far.
24 inches to the ground.
Yeah. But, you know, he broke a leg...
He looked really banged up.
Yeah, and his face was just totally trashed.
Mangled.
It was like, what, you fell into a blackberry bramble? Or,
sure.
Much more facial damage than I think was warranted. But, you know, kudos to their makeup department. Okay, they get to go to town and do what they want. It was like the one day that they got to do something besides
They had a couple facial things this week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, somebody else was... Oh, Diane. Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Oh, we'll get to Diane.
So Colin goes to the hospital. In the meantime, down the road,
Right, at the airstrip.
We had talked about the babies being blown from the van. Right. Well, they kind of stretched out that moment.
Oh my god.
Because you know, we had seen, like, literally, like, gasoline.
Seconds away. Like, not.
Like, a split second away from a lighted cigarette. Whereas then, when we came back on Monday, it was more like the gasoline was a meandering. Few feet. Yeah. Where Kane had enough time to clumsily, like,
pull out the baby, double baby stroller.
From the van.
From the van. Which, okay, fine. I guess it does, you know, it is safer to leave the babies unlocked and
unbuckled.
Unbuckled.
Not in car seats.
Right, yes. It turned out to be for the best, and I think that's the worst possible message to send. Because you know someone out there is like, well, you know, I saw on TV that... You never know when.
You just put the stroller in there.
Yeah, you just put the whole, and you don't want to buckle it in or make it secure you know because what? You can't get the babies out then if the car's about
My
to explode.
My dad, when I grew up, we had a really, really old Suburban where he had ripped out the back seat. Number one Suburban, I don't think, had seatbelts. Mm-hmm. We never wore seatbelts. I knew that. Mm-hmm. And he had also ripped out the back, and there was, like, plywood out in the back of the car. And I remember,
so did you,
like,
stop by running your feet on the ground?
Yeah,
like
seriously, it was that close where it was more fun to ride in the back because there were
you
no
get
seats.
To flop around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming it was home the 80s, from, whatever.
Yeah, well, in the 70s, when I was a kid, you know, the seatbelt laws hadn't actually been passed yet, and we would have 12 girls in a station wagon.
Yeah.
And the cool mom who lived up at the top of the hill, she'd be driving us all down to the bottom of the hill, and she would take the windy road, and we would be flying all over the place and having a great old time, and no one ever got hurt.
Yeah, it was
we
fine.
We never came out the window. Whatever. You know. So, regardless, buckle in your
it's
loved
2011.
Ones because, yeah.
Accept it.
Now it's the law.
So the babies did not get blown anywhere, or into
or,
anyone's
or
arms.
Anyone. No one else got blown up either.
No.
Even the bad smoker guy, you know.
It's like the van blew up after Kane had safely rolled the babies to safety.
Yeah, and himself, and the other guy,
so,
and everyone kind of covered
no
their faces,
on
and
that.
No one got burned, no one
no.
had shrapnel, nothing.
So, but then, at the same time, Lily was very mad.
Oh, who cares?
And
I mean,
there was no, but
beautiful,
baby, but baby,
yeah.
It's okay, baby. She was like, don't baby me, I'm done.
Yeah, get out.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Here's the thing, though.
Oh, God.
Okay, well, so she takes the babies away. You know, Neil gives him a stern look. Daniel's like, don't you get near her or I'll punch you. Whatever.
With my ponytail.
Yeah.
Witch
my hair. And, so, but then, like, Kane has nowhere to go. I get that, like, he's probably a little shiftless in that he doesn't really have a home.
Well,
really?
he was already home. He was staying at that house with Genevieve.
Well, yeah, okay.
But,
granted,
right.
But
he
instead,
kind of...
he doesn't go to a place. He doesn't go to Crimson Lights. He doesn't go to the athletic club. He doesn't go to Genevieve's.
Right.
He hangs out in the dark, like, in a park. Like,
yeah,
this
like
is
a
like
loser.
His, like, I don't know, set recently.
Mm-hmm.
And because then he texts Lily or calls her.
Yeah, and says, meet me.
Meet me. Which
at
she
our
does.
Special place.
It's like, why don't they meet somewhere
in public?
Yeah.
Perhaps he was trying to shelter her from having, because if they had gone into a public place, everyone would freak out. Oh my God, are you dead?
Okay, okay,
you know?
Okay.
And
okay.
So he's like, okay, we've been able to meet in this park that.
But maybe like,
and have some privacy in the past.
Right.
Because then the few times that he was out in public, people kind of freaked out. I loved Chloe's response to him, which was just kind of like, oh, huh, not dead. All right, moving on.
Yeah,
you're an ass.
That's true.
It was like, okay, Chloe, you're my favorite.
Yeah.
Again.
Because, and it's like, as they're kind of breaking the news to people, people were not as shocked
they
as I thought
they
would be.
They were not freaking out nearly as much as the situation
Catherine was
for.
Mad.
Yeah. Everyone was just slightly peeved.
Yeah.
And that was it. And I was like, are you kidding me? Really? You went through a whole grieving process and you're just kind of like, oh,
I think it's that they live in Genoa City and they're like, yeah, it's not like it's
of
the first time or even the second time.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, Lily so far seems pretty dead set that Kane will not be asked back into her life.
No. And rightfully so, yeah. But I've been seeing some ads on the broadcast that indicate that, no, they're going to get back together. It's a love that never dies, and blah, blah, blah,
I think
blah.
In the meantime, though, she and Daniel are... Look up. They're going to get back. I mean, they got married when they were, like, 17.
Right, yeah.
They were young and stupid.
Yeah, and they now liked they each can... other once. And they wouldn't have broken up if not for Daniel and that whole lying to
porn
her.
Porn thing.
Porn addiction thing. Yeah, and he got over that, so...
Did he? Did he?
Let's hope not. Because I had fun with that storyline. I thought it was hilarious.
I know. But regardless, I think that they're on their way to being a new couple.
Mm-hmm. At least for the short term. And that will be the new triangle. Will be Lily and Daniel and Kane.
And here's what I think, and this is just my wild prediction for sort of long...
Way down the line.
Is that if they get together, Lily and Daniel... Daniel still won't be able to grow up, and Lily is so used to Kane, who has...
He is a grown-up.
Frankly, he was willing to work way more hours to cover for, you know,
Blake.
His issues. He was willing to, like, have surrogate babies and go through all of that, and
he's
Lily
Mr.
had
Mature.
Cancer. Yeah, Mr. Mature. There you go. Daniel, eh.
He's still a hipster poser artist guy.
Yeah.
Who doesn't have a real job.
No.
You know.
Lives in a flat.
Lives in a flat. Doesn't want his own child to live with him.
Yeah.
You know, does he really want to live with twin babies?
And so I think that will get in the way.
Yeah.
Because really, Kane is pretty damned masculine when you get down to it.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Well, and I think, I think he and Lily are better suited to each other. I think Lily will call on Daniel right now because she needs someone who has been there for her.
And has shared his secrets.
Yeah, and all that. But I think it'll get old quick when she realizes, you know, that he's left his towels all over the floor again.
His hair product.
Yeah, really. So, you know, once he starts taking over the bathroom, he's out of there. I do like the scenes that we've had between Colin in the hospital and Genevieve.
They're really good together.
It's funny. You know, they're just having the best time, and I like to see that. But I also kind of like the Genevieve and Jill scenes. Because Genevieve's like, I am his wife, and neener, neener, neener.
Yeah.
You are an idiot. And Jill's just kind of, ooh.
And Jill doesn't really know what to do.
Yeah, well, and who can blame her? You know, she thought she was legitimately married to him, and then gets the notice from the court saying, no, sorry, he is actually married to someone else, and your marriage is invalid. And
at the same
that
time,
just must suck to get that in the mail. Oh my
for
God.
As much as like Genevieve has been sort of taunting her, Colin is not reciprocating any love for Genevieve.
Oh, no. He's
and then
I don't understand why he never divorced her. What is
his excuse was that he didn't. It'd been years since he'd even seen her. He didn't even know she was alive. He's also, like, a mob boss in another country. Who really cares? I don't know. But there was... When he got released from the hospital, he showed up to Glowworm, where everybody else happened to just be
sort of
coincidentally hanging out. And he shoved everyone aside and said he wanted to talk to Jill and basically told her he was staying in Genoa City because he loved her. And and I believe that.
I believed him. Yeah, I think he does... really have sincere feelings for Jill. I think it's really interesting, and here's where I want to get more backstory, is that when he got out of the hospital, he was immediately arrested for attempting to kidnap the babies, and then he shows up at Glowworm, and they're all like, wait a minute, what are you doing here? Why aren't you arrested?
Oh, yeah.
And he says, a diplomatic immunity.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I want to know what kind of high... consular office does he have that he has diplomatic immunity?
That's
you know,
a really
he's
got to
have some kind of position. So I want to know what it is. Is he a state official? Is he the prime minister? Is he a governor?
A lord? I don't know.
They don't have lords in Australia.
You could buy that title online.
Yes, you
could.
But I don't think it gives
that.
You. I don't think it gives you immunity from persecution. Prosecution, whatever.
Whatever.
But,
I mean, it
so
did sort
I
of wrap it up
that.
As to why, at least we don't have to go through
a whole
legal...
Yeah. blah, blah, we don't have blah. To see him in the orange jumpsuit.
No. No, sort of like, okay. And they've kind of done that with Adam, too, where it's like, mm-hmm. they know...
It's boring and dumb, so let's just give him a reason to get out quickly yeah. and be done with it.
And annoy people at Crimson Lights or Glowworm right. or places like that.
Yeah.
So, I don't think we really got an answer from Jill.
Mm-mm. Because I think, you know, being Jill, she's so proud.
Yeah.
And she's not going to take him back easily, because everyone's going to be looking at her, and she feels stupid and used and abused, and she has been.
Mm-hmm.
But I think eventually she will take him back.
I kind of liked the possibility of...
Jill as a mob boss?
Oh my god, I never even thought about that, but yes!
Yes, I mean, she'd be awesome at
Hello?
That.
Hello!
Intimidating
Whoa.
People?
Whoa, yeah. No, I was more thinking of the possibility of Jill and Lauren sort of connecting more as sisters,
mm-hmm.
and that this is like a time where Jill
needs a sister.
A sister, right?
Yeah.
And Lauren, and like enough time has gone by where they don't seem to hate each other as much as
right.
they did.
Right, yeah, Lauren's not being such a complete bitch all the time.
Right.
To her.
Speaking of which, we should talk about Lauren briefly in that, well, you know,
yeah, no.
I have complained for a long time that they've only given Lauren stories in the home. Like
right.
dealing
yeah.
with Fen or mm-hmm. whatever. Why isn't she involved in business?
Yeah. She was too busy being kidnapped by Daisy.
That was, like, last year.
I
For
know.
The last, like, 10 years.
Yeah.
It's like she's never really had a lot going on in business, even mm-hmm. though she owns Fenmore's.
Right.
So, at this point now, with Victor taking his company public, mm-hmm. he offered Lauren a seat on the board.
Right.
And I went, finally!
Yeah.
Something!
Yeah.
Hooray!
Yeah, something businessy.
Yeah.
And she got, like, some kind of sweet Jabot deal,
some,
right?
I don't even... I can't
remember. Where she's, like, the primary...
Yeah.
You know, distributor.
She's gonna be involved in some business affairs.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
basically.
And, you know, if that gives her a good storyline, great. Let's see it.
I'm looking forward to more of her in that role,
mm-hmm.
rather than panicky, annoying, smothery, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. So... Any more about Lily? I mean...
Not really. I mean, she, you know, she's just kind of... She's mad, and everyone around her is kind of...
Yeah.
You know, hovering, but not too much.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, yeah. She's pretty much done.
Okay. So what should we talk about?
Well, let's talk about Sophia, since that's
okay.
all the same family.
Okay.
So, Sophia had been in the hospital with random, yeah, you're
cramping.
Pregnant.
Yeah.
Pains. And someone finally talked her down and sent her home and said, no, really, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you see the baby's head come out, come back. But really, until then,
well,
you're pretty much good to go.
Okay.
So.
But it wasn't that simple.
No, of course not. But I can't really remember how it came.
I don't either.
I guess Olivia came over.
I'm like waiting for you to say it because
I
don't remember.
No, Olivia came over and was checking on her and was berating her, saying, you have to tell, you have to tell. And so then Malcolm came home and Olivia made herself scarce and
it was
Sophia
basically
said, oh, by the way, I kind of slept with someone else and I'm really sorry.
Okay, it wasn't that nonchalant.
And, no, it wasn't. There were tears and loud words and stuff, but...
I mean,
that was the gist of it.
Malcolm flipped.
Yeah, he freaked out. As well he should.
Because first of all, he said, you know, like, when? And she
uh-huh.
said, well, I thought we were broken up, you know,
mm-hmm.
and...
Remember that day that we had that
so
fight?
So it's sort of valid. Not really, but
mm-hmm.
at least it wasn't
More so
like...
than during one of their good times.
Yeah.
You know.
And then he was like... Do I know him or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And
then
she
admitted, well,
you know,
as a matter of fact,
you're related.
Yeah. It's your brother, and he freaks out about that. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Granted, she could have chosen more wisely,
and,
but it was
yeah.
a circumstance kind of a thing.
And then he had said, do you even know if this baby is mine? And she just gave the confused look.
Maybe. 50-50.
And then he hit the road.
Yeah.
And then Neil came over.
And then Neil comes over. Why are you so upset? Well, I had a fight with Malcolm because I told him that we slept together and that the baby might be yours. What? The baby might be mine?
By the way, he's going to murder you, so just...
Right, yeah. You might...
Check your brakes before you get in the car.
Yeah, exactly. You might want to not be seen with me anytime soon. And Neil's, you know, all...
Yeah.
It's, what are we going to do? How can you tell if it's my baby? Now, are they doing pre... Oh, that was the reason why she had to say something. We talked last time, there had to be a medical reason for her to spill the beans, and there was... And it's because she has Rh negative blood.
Oh, that's right.
And
that's right.
If the father has Rh positive blood, then the baby could have complications and stuff. And I'm going to double check that because I'm pretty sure that that's garbage. Because I have an Rh negative blood factor and... My ex-husband has positive, and we never once, they never said boo about it. All they said was, well, when you have the baby, then you have to have a shot.
Yeah.
To make sure so that if you get pregnant the next time,
yeah,
you know, if that baby is positive, you don't want to have your antibodies attack that fetus. Well, okay. But Olivia was talking about, you know, could have all these birth defects and have this and that and the other thing. And I'm sitting there going...
I totally agree with you. I totally agree with you because my mom is the same as you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, yeah, you just get the shot or whatever.
Yeah.
And Olivia was making it out like, your baby is going to come out with claws.
Right, yeah, like, and a tail and three hearts.
And Sophia was like, Jesus!
Right. Yeah, and I was like...
It was a little unnecessary.
Really, yeah. And for a show that, generally speaking... has some pretty valid, accurate medical information.
It has to simplify things for us a lot of time, but not, like, put us on the wrong path.
Right, yeah, this was definitely...
It was a little shock wrong. Yeah.
I was like, whoa, anyway, okay.
So, but basically the cat's out of the bag. It had to come out of the bag somehow, sooner or later, whatever.
Yeah, better now than later.
So the question is, do you think that means that Sophia will end up with Neil... Because we all know it's his baby, right?
Yeah, of course it's gotta be. I do. I think that they will wind up together. And I think it was inevitable anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just...
Yeah.
That's just the way it's gonna have to be.
Okay.
Sure. So.
And that's kind of it for that, right?
Yeah, pretty much at this point.
So...
Let's talk about Lucy going to Phyllis, because that's pretty short as well.
So they were all going to court because Daisy needed, or she wanted to reinstate her parental rights.
Mm-hmm.
God, this whole, I don't even want to talk about this. This is so dumb. This is like, and I know they're only doing this to provoke viewer reaction.
Right, yeah. It's
good. And they did a good job. It's working.
Yeah, because... no court in their right mind would reinstate Daisy's parental rights.
She's a fugitive. Way. She has violent history. Yeah. Like,
she has, she's nuts.
And it's like, I'm still waiting for, like, Lauren's retribution in that, like, she taunted them, caged them. Like, Jana needed medical treatment, essentially had, like, horrible...
Well, and they could, you know, maybe in the future, Kevin will wake up and say, you know, we can track Jana's death directly to the fact that you kidnapped her and didn't give her the medical attention she needed. Wrongful death lawsuit.
Yeah.
You know, all that kind of stuff.
It seems like there's a whole lot that could go against Daisy, and that you have Daniel. I did sort of agree, because, like, when they're basically working to, like, reinstate Daisy's rights, Phyllis told Leslie, the lawyer,
You go as far as you need to do. Yeah, go as far as you need to. And it was like, oh, God, really?
Leslie did.
She did. She followed orders. She's a good lawyer.
Tore everyone apart, especially Daniel.
Yeah.
And that, like, oh, you say Daisy date raped you or whatever. Do you have any proof? And he's like, well, no.
Yeah.
Okay. True. He doesn't really have any proof.
Yeah, his word against hers.
And, you know, you didn't really want to be a father anyway, right? You never wanted this baby, right?
Yeah.
You know, like, all these things. And so, it did make Daniel look pretty damn terrible.
But none of it was untrue, really.
No.
I mean...
No.
We know he was date raped, but...
I mean, it's sort of like, the way they made it all out, like, and then they, like, tore Billy apart, and tore Victoria apart, and... But there's at the same time, then, you have, like, Rafe sort of tearing Daisy apart. And if I was a judge, I'd be like, oh my god, where does this baby go? Because everyone is horrible.
Right, yeah. Yeah, the baby should go to none of you.
Yeah, exactly. You know. Even though we know, like, Billy and Victoria...
have turned into good parents.
Yeah.
But
at the same time, it was sort of like...
Yeah, their history doesn't show it at all.
You're all horrible people. Yeah, pretty much. So, anyway... What, like, long story short...
Yeah, they reinstated her rights.
And then, because she's in jail, awaiting her own trial, right, like, she gave custody to Phyllis temporarily.
Yeah.
And Phyllis takes home the baby just like she wanted.
Right, yeah. And...
has another Emmy moment, I think, with Daniel.
Yeah.
Because he was like, I hope you're happy. And... she kind of went off again, like, this is for you!
Right, yeah. Well, although in the last couple of days, she's had a couple, you know, the baby was fussing, and the baby was crying, and I felt so bad for that little baby actor, because they were actually crying, and I was like, oh my god! Quick!
It was crying a lot.
To the baby wrangler and just talk into the empty crib, because, yeah, I mean, the baby was freaking out, and Nick was there saying, well, that's because she doesn't know you at all. She doesn't know your sense, she doesn't know where she is. You know.
But Phyllis had a really good point back at Nick. She said, oh, so Ashley was like a super crazy excellent mom, and when you took Faith away from her to give to Sharon, was that the right thing to do?
Yeah.
And Nick was like,
that's totally different, shut up.
Smell my Axe body spray.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah, no, that was a good comeback, so, because she had a point.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
So anyway, the baby is not super... But then Summer came over, too, and was like...
why is Uncle Billy and Aunt Victoria's baby over here?
Yeah.
You know?
And she kind of threw a little hissy fit, which I think was realistic.
Yeah. No, I think that was right on.
So...
go Summer.
Yeah, go Summer. I mean, so, I don't know. Whatever. And then Billy and Victoria then are in utter despair.
Yeah. Yeah, they're freaking out at each other, and Victoria, kind of rightfully so, says, you know,
I told
you not to let me bond with the baby, and then you brought her back, and I told you again, don't let me bond with the baby, and I did again, and then they took her away, and I'm really mad at you. I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Now, did she ask him to move out, or did he just moved out on his own?
I think he just assumed he was not welcome. Mm-hmm. Nothing could be worked out.
Yeah.
And so he packed all his crap while she was off getting some air and left.
Yeah, so basically while she's cooling down, he's packing up and abandons her.
And, like, the reality is, like, they both want to be together, but they're both, like, too proud, or there's, like, mixed messages.
Yes, they need a little time apart to realize that they're better together. And the one nice thing that comes out of it, though, is the resurrection of the trailer set.
I love the trailer. I know. The trailer was awesome. Because I was like, where's he going to go? A stupid athletic club. And then I saw the trailer, and I went, he kept it,
and he kept it, you know, he kept the maid. Yeah. He comes and cleans it because it was in lovely shape. Pristine. He was not having to pull sheets off the furniture, so good for him.
So, but then, of course, he goes...
on a bender.
The funny thing is geographically, remember the trailer used to be pretty far away from Genoa City?
Yes.
I mean, it took a few hours.
Yeah, it was a hassle to get there.
Now it's like...
he brought it closer.
Oh, you're right. It is mobile.
Yeah, it's a mobile home.
Okay.
Mobile trailer.
You're right.
Set the brake before you go to bed.
Okay. But so he goes to Jimmy's or whatever, and...
And again, yay, they brought back the Jimmy's set.
Yeah,
I love
that was
the Jimmy's
nice.
Set. It was nice to see him going back to the good old dive.
I don't know. It's like, I'm just as annoyed as the rest of the characters are. Like, why are you going on another bender?
Well, what's his, you know, why not? He's lost everything. God forbid he go to work.
I don't. Yeah, I guess that's where I was like, immerse yourself in work. Immerse yourself in something that is productive.
No. He's feeling crappy, and, you know, he wants to escape, and so he's escaping into drink, and...
And gambling.
And there are signs that he's gambling again. And I liked his comment. You know, Jack was at the trailer yelling at him for something and noticed that he had a betting sheet. Uh-huh. And said, what are you doing? You know, how? And he's like, look, Catherine has a full bar at her house and she's an alcoholic. I can have this in the house and have it not be a big deal.
Sure.
And I'm sitting at home going,
Yeah.
No, you can't. No. You're no Catherine Chancellor. Come on.
Yeah.
So I want to see him going to some Gambling Anonymous groups.
Oh.
And see if it's in the same building with all the same people. It's
the same. As you the know, AA. They got to rotate. You know, I mean,
which A slots. Is it today?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so he's gambling. He thinks he's got it under control. We all know it will be out of control quickly.
Yeah.
But
at the same
then
time,
how is he going to be able to get Lucy back? Because he has
I don't
to
think
be
Lucy
able,
is going back.
You don't think that they'll
no?
Not,
I don't think so, because Victoria had sort of this monologue like that. Lucy will never be theirs because she's not theirs by blood.
Mm-hmm.
Like the court has decided that they
it's just, not
it's
gonna,
just they are it, not
too
supposed
many obstacles.
To have her.
Okay,
and. So, yeah. So the question is, like, will Billy and Victoria
be able to get back together?
Which I think they will, because everybody really likes them as a couple.
Yeah.
But Billy screwed it up, not only with the bender and the gambling, but when he was at the bar, skanky blonde girl in, a pirate outfit. What was that?
Yeah, it was like, what exactly are you wearing? And...
Yeah.
And she looked like... She had done some porn.
Oh, she totally looked like
and,
that kind
of
girl.
And is trying to get mainstreamed and, okay, I'm going to do this soap opera so that I can get out of porn.
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Yeah, and you know, okay, good luck. So let's see how that works, because you are one crappy actor.
Oh, yeah.
She was just terrible.
Terrible.
So, but her story was that she was hitting on Billy hard.
And he was drunk.
And he was drunk, but he was good about it. I mean, he, you know, yes, he knew he was too drunk to drive home and let the drunk girl drive him home. I kind of couldn't figure out how
he
that
said he was
going to
call
okay.
a cab, and she said, why don't you just let me drive
let
you
me drive
home?
You. And I'm waiting for him to say, I just bought you a drink and watched you drink it. You've been drinking beer since you were hitting on me. How come you're pretending you're any more sober than I am?
And why would that be okay for her to drive? Just call a damn cab.
Yeah, just call the cab. Stand up to her. So she brings him home, drops him off, and then comes back.
It's like...
2 seconds later.
Yeah, like, because he didn't invite her in.
Mm-hmm.
He goes in, and he's
get
ready
hint,
to just
honey.
Crash out.
Yeah.
But then she...
Comes back and starts taking her clothes off, and he's like, whoa.
But he's too nice about it.
Yeah, that was the thing. It's like, he needed to just say...
He was like, I'm married, but he was too nice about it. Like,
yeah.
instead
to be
of,
more
hey,
firm,
get out of here.
Get out. You skanky hoe. It's like, you know, really, I'm not interested. It's very flattering. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And of course, that's like the moment that Victoria decides that
she finally
I
want to
go tell him,
down.
That I want it back and blah, blah, blah. And so, like, she walks in the door the second blonde chick in her bra kisses him. And so he ends up without either girl.
Big, yeah, all big, one big misunderstanding.
Yeah.
Okay,
ha, ha, ha.
But yeah, Billy winds up with nothing.
So I think he just goes on more of a bender, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't think Lucy's coming back. I really don't.
You think she's going to stay with Phyllis?
I think she will stay with Phyllis. And eventually wind up with Daniel.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that that's kind of where it's going. And I don't like it.
I don't either.
I don't think it's not what I would have wanted. I wanted Lucy to stay with Billy and Victoria. But, oh well, apparently they're not paying attention to what I want.
Yeah.
Mm. So. Okay. Meanwhile, in New Mexico.
Yeah. Sure.
Really, not very much happened. You know, they're still there.
But
and
she's.
There was...
I think Sharon is settling in because it's been like a couple months.
Yeah,
is that what they were saying?
Yeah, she's been there for a while, and yeah, she's not planning on leaving anytime soon.
No.
And yet she's still really paranoid about meeting anyone else, and she did manage to meet Piper's dad, mm-hmm. who came by to pick up Piper and mm-hmm. say, why the hell are you over here again? I've told you.
Yeah.
You know, spend time with me. And, you know, introduces Sharon and, oh, it's nice to meet you. Piper's so great. Yeah. The farm. And he does, like, his manly stance and somehow we see his great big huge shiny badge or a gun or somehow we find, oh, he's the law.
Yeah.
And so Sharon immediately curls up into a little ball and hopes no one notices her.
Well, I mean, I don't know how far this life is going to get her mm-hmm. when you have to live in the barn.
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And are afraid to ever leave.
Yeah. And she dyed her hair 2 months ago, right? Mm-hmm. And I would
She's been touching up.
Yeah, clearly. I would say they did show a point where she had some roots. I mm-hmm. was like, okay, you know. But she's going to have to continue to dye, mm-hmm. and isn't that sort of suspicious? Well, I guess...
No, because, maybe not. You know, Dr. Studley's buying her...
He doesn't know what she used to look like. Whatever's on the
list, yeah, you know, and so, oh, hair dye, okay, I'll buy hair dye. And I liked it when it was straight. It looked like she had straightened it one day. Mm-hmm. And that was cute.
Just plugging that straightener right into the barn.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's horse-powered.
Anyway, so she cuts herself. How did she cut herself?
Oh, this was so great. She stepped on a rake.
Oh, that's right!
It was like something out of Sideshow Bob. Stepping on a rake and cut her calf or her...
Yeah, she cut her leg.
Her foreleg. Because he kept using the horse metaphors again.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, Lindsay is just going to hate this whole scene because he's talking about how she's a fine filly and, you know, just bite down on the bridle and all this other kind of stuff. And it's like, oh, no, we're going to hear about this.
Well, she was panicking because he was like, you need to go to the doctor.
An actual doctor.
And she was like, you're a vet.
A people
fix
doctor.
Fix me.
Yeah.
You fix the horse, can't you fix me? And right. I went, God, Sharon, have a little self-respect.
But, you know, she had a good point.
No, she was totally right.
He's perfectly qualified. There's no reason to go to the hospital if you've got a vet right there.
Yeah, sure.
You know, if I was in that situation, I would have done the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, he's a medical professional.
You do stitches all the time.
Yeah.
It's not a big deal.
I think...
The fact that he had, you know... No anesthetic.
Yeah, they're like not
that
in
was
like
hilarious.
A. It's in the farm.
It's not sterile at all. He didn't even bring her into the house.
No.
You know, that part was just kind of like, really?
But she was like, fix it. Yeah. Fix it now.
Right now.
So.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So he stitched her up and, you know, she's walking on it 30 seconds later, so I don't think it was that bad.
Yeah.
She'll have an interesting scar in her leg and a story to tell later. But. That seems to... Well, and here's... Okay, here's my prediction. Crystal ball time.
Yeah.
It's going to get infected.
Oh, of course.
And she's going to have to go to the doctor.
Of course.
And the doctor's going to have to do a, you know, medical history stuff on her.
Yeah.
And so maybe that's finally mm-hmm. what will expose her, because they'll bring her in unconscious. And,
mm-hmm. I agree.
You know.
It's something like that. But because Dr. Studley was like... If you want me to help you, you've got to tell me mm-hmm. what the hell's going on here.
Yeah.
Why are you so secretive? Yeah. And, you know, frankly, she could have made up a story, you know,
easily. I'm running from an abusive husband. I'm running from the Australian mafia. You know, there's all kinds of things
Whatever.
That she could have said, you know.
Yeah.
But
instead, she just
say?
Looks, she didn't
she
even really
stricken.
Say anything. Yeah. I can't tell you. Secrets.
Yeah.
Anyway,
well,
but,
okay.
But that makes her
la, 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 la.
More, you know, desirable, and
yeah.
it's mysterious.
Mm-hmm.
So he planted one on her.
Yeah. And he kissed her good.
And then she kissed him back.
Yeah. And then backed up, and...
Yeah.
And then he awkwardly went away. It was
yeah.
like, oh, poor Dr. Studley just doesn't know what
I
to
mean,
do.
Frankly, for Dr. Studley, this is sort of like a...
Dream come true. This
yeah.
is the most action he's had in
Sexy
a while.
Sexy woman comes in with a mysterious past,
mm-hmm.
but she's a good worker.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And seems pretty
and
nice.
And is willing to take, you know, instead of wages and a W-2
yeah.
and a payroll check, she's willing to take her pay in hair dye and new
and
boots.
And she's not a bad cook, either.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
So she can only make one thing, but, you know, he's a bachelor, so... Buster Primavera every other
and
night.
And the dog likes her, too.
And the dog likes her.
And that, she likes the dog. Right,
well, and she keeps Piper busy. She keeps Piper off his damn back.
She is.
So, you know, she's a keeper.
Yeah, she's a keeper.
I want a Sharon like that.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, so that's pretty much where that left off.
By the end of summer, she'll be back in Genoa City, mm-hmm. I'm sure.
Yeah.
And then when she comes in, like, I'm alive, everybody mm-hmm. will be like, yeah, again.
You and Kane.
Been there, done that.
Who cares? Big deal. Who's the cute doctor with you?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, should we talk about the IPO?
Yeah, let's do the IPO before we forget.
So we talked about Victor, you know, as taking his company public.
Mm-hmm.
But the deal was that, like, you know, at first he was really resistant. This is not something he ever wanted to do.
Right,
now
yeah.
he's ready to make some bucks.
He's on board, yeah.
Yeah. And you had all these people the day beforehand, like, getting ready to mm-hmm. buy stock.
Right, and getting right? their assets all liquefied so that they could
yeah.
buy in low.
And Adam had a plan, and mm-hmm. he got Diane in on it, mm-hmm. and we didn't really know what it was until it was being rolled out.
Right.
But Diane went to Jack the morning that they, mm-hmm. the company was going to go public and said, I have information, I want to sell it to you.
Right.
And so Jack said, yes.
So sure.
You're right.
Have a bag of cash.
Yeah.
It's all in ones, and they're not faced the same way, but that's okay. Here you go.
So... Adam had Diane go to Victor's,
mm-hmm.
like, literally as, like, it was opening,
mm-hmm.
and she told him she was pregnant.
Right. Now, is she actually pregnant?
No.
She's not. She
no.
was just...
Totally faking it.
Faking it. Okay. Good.
And...
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
Because, yeah, because we had talked about... Because she had been telling people that she was pregnant, because we talked last time about who's the baby daddy. Was it Jack, or was it Nick, or was it...
No, I think we said if she got pregnant.
Oh, okay. All right, never mind.
But you have asserted that she would never have another baby.
I don't think so.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she faked pregnancy, and mm-hmm. then he was kind of yelling at her a little bit, mm-hmm. and then she's faked some horrible cramping.
Right, yeah.
And...
She caught the Sophia disease.
Yeah.
But
she did
was
a pretty
better.
Good job.
She was better at it.
Yeah,
yeah it
was she
like,
was.
I believed her more, and so did Victor, because he called the ambulance. And
yeah.
She's like...
You know. So an ambulance rushes to the house, and mm-hmm. she says, you have to come with me.
Right. Yeah, I'm freaking out here.
So they're on the... They're in the ambulance, mm-hmm. en route to the hospital. Well, in the meantime, Adam calls...
The media,
right?
Yeah.
And says... Victor Newman has had a massive stroke, mm-hmm. and an ambulance has just been to his house.
Blah, 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 which right? they can verify then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah,
pretty good
right.
plan. And so that causes the stock at the same time to basically start falling.
Mm-hmm. Right. The price went way down.
And you've got Jack on the phone, knowing all this is going to happen with his mm-hmm. stockbroker, and he's saying, just wait. It's going to
yes.
get lower.
Yeah.
And the poor paramedic on mm-hmm. the ambulance is like, I really don't think anything's wrong.
Right.
And Diane's like, bitch, something's wrong.
Yeah. Who are you to tell me that I don't have pain and cramping?
Yeah.
And...
But Victor, to his credit, starts kind of getting suspicious and mm-hmm. like, okay, you know, what's going on
hey.
Here? And kind of figures it out.
Mm-hmm.
And in the meantime, like, as the stock's falling, then Adam tells the media Victor is dead.
Right.
Which, so the stock, like, totally bottoms
yeah.
out.
Mm-hmm.
Jack buys a ton of it.
Yeah.
Along with a lot of other people, I'm mm-hmm. assuming, right?
Yeah. And while Jack is watching the stock, he's there sharing a drink with Genevieve.
Yes.
So they've kind of, they now sort of know each other.
But she never gave him her name.
Right. But he's clearly interested in getting in her pantissa. So
yes.
just keep that in the back of your mind.
That was just a disgusting little set of banter for 10 minutes.
Oh, it was just awful. It was not...
I didn't like
not
it.
Not good at all. No.
It did seem like a good match, though. I'll give it that.
Yeah, okay,
maybe. He likes a skanky older blonde woman.
Yeah. Well, that's what he's gonna get. Well, actually, we don't know that she's skanky.
Oh, come on!
No!
Yes!
No.
Look at her.
I know! That's what I'm saying. Look at her. She's...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, so let's talk about Genevieve's clothes for just a second. Okay. What do you think? I kind of like them. She wears all black all the time, but dresses it up with some gold, you know.
And that's why I was going to say she's skanky.
But she's not skanky in the Lauren sense of having her boobs hanging out all over the place and not these short skirts.
You think Lauren
skirts.
Is skanky?
I think, well, we'll talk about this later when we talk about the Daytime Emmys.
Okay.
Because what Lauren had on at the Daytime Emmys was...
Oh, see, and I didn't...
Yeah, skankerific. Anyway, I like Genevieve's clothes. I don't think she looks skanky at all.
I think she looks old lady suggestive.
Oh, God, that's awful. No, I'll have to take another look. Because... I think of her as wearing kind of, you know, yes, she's in morning clothes all the time, but that she's usually, you know, pretty well put together.
Oh, yeah, totally well put together.
So, okay, anyway.
Okay, yeah.
So Jack is buying up stock like crazy.
Yeah.
At the low, low price of, you know, 10 cents a share.
Yeah.
Adam is also buying stock.
Okay, I don't really know really very much about stock. Okay. but I watch certain stock prices pretty regularly.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
Because I would like to own... I almost bought some Martha Stewart stock, like about a year ago.
It's higher now, I'll bet.
It's not, really.
Oh, it stayed pretty...
It's, I mean, honestly, this is my side stock talk here. Martha Stewart Living, like, Omnimedia stock hasn't been up at all since, like, 2002.
Really?
It's a stable stock. Yeah, but it's considerably lower than it's been for almost 10 years. Mm-hmm. Anyway, and I've read a lot, I think they just were getting ready to sell the company or something really recently. Anyway, okay, so, and, like, for Nintendo, for instance, right? Like, Nintendo stock is more like $500 a share, Martha Stewart stock is like $30 a share, right?
Yeah.
Or like Apple is pretty high, right?
Right.
And so I was, like, they were talking about the Newman stock being like, oh, it's $50, oh, it's $40, oh, it's $30. Yeah. And I was thinking, $50, like, that's not very expensive when I'm thinking of, like, Nintendo or...
Well, you have to remember, though, that this is the initial price offering.
And so they're expecting it to, like...
They're expecting it to go up. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
It'll go up and up and up. And then it'll get to a point where it's too high, and then they'll split it, and you get double your shares, and then the price goes way down again.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay, that clarifies it for me.
So there you go.
I was just thinking, man, what a bargain.
Yeah. Well, when I was a kid, and my brother and I bought Nordstrom stock. And my dad bought it for us. And every now and again, he would give us a check for, like, you know, $5, saying, you know, your stock split again. Here you go. And then... You know, we just kind of let him take care of it, and I think maybe I still have that stock. I didn't check with
you don't
my
even
dad.
Know.
I could be a millionaire. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that he bought me out at one point, but you know, every once in a while it would split, and suddenly we would, you know, get $10 instead of $5 for our dividend share.
Okay.
So yeah.
All right. Well.
They're expecting that, yes, the initial price will be $30, but by the end of the day...
I mean, I know that the writers can manipulate the story any way they want. It's not like it's real.
Yeah, it doesn't have to
Unlike
be.
Unlike Jabot Cosmetics, which are now an
official
company.
Right, which are now real. Yeah, that was...
Anyway. Okay, so Diane's on the ambulance.
Right.
And Victor's on there, too. Yeah. And basically, like, was the ambulance moving?
Yeah, they were going to the hospital. Okay. But they were going the back way because it was taking forever.
It was taking forever.
And I think by the time they got there, Victor realized,
but
hey,
but he had told the ambulance driver, he went, stop this ambulance, she's not really pregnant, blah, blah. And she didn't really, like...
She didn't really fight it all that much.
Because she knew she just needed some time, and she just kind of looked at him and was like,
okay.
And he threw her out of the back of the ambulance.
Yeah.
And so that's why I was like, was the ambulance stopped or was it still going?
Well, I think at that point it must have been stopped.
Or maybe it was going like 5 miles an hour. Because he like threw her and then the rest of the scene's like she's like all banged up.
Yeah, she's scratched up, but you know, she's tough. She
lived. She
bounced.
So
the next couple of days...
Sure.
And I think Victor was the one who called the SEC and said...
Because then, basically, there were Victor's like... Oh, and she had also, like, got his phone all wet. And so his phone couldn't go off.
Right, so
Victor all had of these no calls, clue what was going on. Yeah,
saying, hey, Dad, are you dead? Hey, Victor, it's Michael, we hear you're dead. What's going on?
But then once he got a hold of everybody, he was like, no, I'm fine. Then the prices of the stock skyrocketed.
Yeah.
And so... It actually worked out well for Victor as well, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, he made plenty of money that day.
He was pleased in a way.
Yeah.
But he wasn't happy that they, they kind of messed with his brain there. Played him for a fool, that's what I'm looking for. And so he kind of ran into Diane, Adam, and Vajak when they were all mm-hmm. in the same area.
Yeah.
Whereas... Adam didn't know originally that Jack was in on it.
Right, yeah.
But then he was like, oh, you kind of did me a favor, because mm-hmm. now Jack can take the blame.
Some of the fall.
Right? Yeah. And Victor was like, oh, I'm going to get you.
Yeah. You're all going to jail for stock manipulation.
Sure. And he happens to be really good friends with somebody who works...
For the SEC, yeah. who's now investigating and... is saying to Diane, hey, you're the one who got Victor in the ambulance, so you're in on this. Mm-hmm. And she's just kind of like, well, but Adam told me, and Adam's like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
I'm pure as the driven snow. You can't pin anything on me. And then they're looking at Jack going, well, hey, you bought a lot. And he's like, hey, I'm a businessman.
At the exact perfect moment.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. But they can't really prove anything other than Diane... Yeah. Manipulated, and that Adam, I don't understand how Adam thinks he can get away with making those calls.
I don't either.
Why is that not stock manipulation?
I have no clue.
So, I think Adam is wrong. I think he is going to get in trouble for doing that. And
It just seems like I like Diane,
mm-hmm.
but she's not very smart.
She's dumb as a post.
Yeah. But somebody was saying, oh, Adam... He was like, I like working with you. You're like Sky. And I went, you aren't even an eighth the smartest Sky.
Right, yeah, no. Sky was totally... She would have done it right.
Yeah.
You know.
Freaking out whether they were going to get in trouble.
Right, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I miss Sky.
Diane just doesn't fill that void.
No, she does not.
So, anyway,
So, and at one point she was thinking, okay... I'm in big trouble. Kyle, get your stuff. We're out of here. Mm-hmm. And Kyle got to have his next whiny scene of, but I want to stay here. He's like, get your stuff. Get in the car. And, but then the SEC guy's there, and he's like, you can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
You're staying here.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, damn.
But theoretically, she should have plenty of money now because Adam paid her off.
So right.
whatever. All right.
So we'll see where that goes.
Should we talk about... Abby and Ashley?
Yeah,
and
let's do that.
So, Ashley was in jail,
mm-hmm.
supposedly, you know, accused of running Tucker down.
Right.
But we all knew it was Abby.
Mm-hmm.
And
then Abby remembered that it was Abby.
Yes.
And went to Ashley and said, wait a minute, I did this.
But nobody really believed her other than Ashley, who knows the truth.
Right, who said, shut up, you know, you'll go to super jail. I'm only going to go to jail for... You know, bad driving.
Yeah.
If this actually goes all the way to trial. They don't have any proof that I was intending to run him over. It's just speculation.
At the same time, if you were the prosecutor on this one, you could totally nail her on it. Like, it does make mm-hmm. it sound like it was super intentional.
Yeah, and given the backstory that they have, that,
yeah.
you know, she was going to break up his little tryst with Diane.
Yeah.
Who saw the car run him over.
Yeah.
You know, sure, okay.
So she's taking a gamble.
Yeah.
How did she get out on bail? I didn't understand. It was like she was in jail for like 5 days, and then all of a sudden they were like, you made it out on bail.
Yeah, what? I'm not really clear about that either. I'm not sure who bailed her
Wouldn't she have been bailed out immediately if it was only a question of money?
Yeah, yeah. One would think, but no.
All right, well, whatever.
She got bailed
so
out
So Ashley is out of jail temporarily.
Mm-hmm. And rushes to Tucker's side.
Rushes.
Because...
She has the power. Okay, I retract my cynicism. Apparently she does have the ability to draw him out.
Yes, because he's out. He woke up.
She...
Oh my god, his wake-up scene?
Yeah? What?
It was so bad.
Why?
He was acting so bad. It was just like...
Really?
Textbook... Ashley, Lily. And his eyes are fluttering, and it was like, oh my god, really?
It's melodrama.
It was over melodramatic. It was way too much. It was like, oh my. I know you haven't had any scenes except lying there in a bed for a couple weeks, but really?
Well, it's gotta be dramatic. He it was the end of the Friday. Scenery
to the edge. It was too much.
Well, I thought the writing, that she had the power to draw him out was a little too much for me.
It was a bit much. But it was kind of inevitable. He was going to wake up sooner or later, and Catherine had been yelling at him all day.
I just thought Catherine would be there when he woke up, rather than Ashley. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, so his first words were, "Why did Abby run me over?" or whatever.
Yeah, and Ashley's like, "Shut up, no she didn't,
and
I did."
And Catherine was right there.
Right.
And it was like, doo doo doo.
Yeah.
At the same time, Abby was over at Glowworm with her, like...
The old Naked Heiress guy.
That guy is so lame.
He comes and goes, and, you know, what has he been doing these past months that she hasn't been
living
doing?
Living off her money, I think.
I guess. I don't know.
So he is there to tape her confession, and she's going to broadcast it. And then, okay, I'm sorry, but that confession, it was, like, so insincere.
Yeah.
She was like, "We all know that I can take it off."
Right.
"But I'm going to take something else
off.
I'm
going to bare my soul." like, what? Oh, God. Yeah. It was poorly done. But, on the other hand, that's how Abby would have actually done it.
Yeah, but
and so it rang true to her character that her character would be that bad on camera.
Okay.
So,
but it didn't get posted yet.
No.
So, I don't know.
We'll see what the repercussions are.
Yeah. And I'm sure she'll end up in jail, right? And then we said she and Daisy will be cellmates. I think
that will be awesome.
I hope.
Yeah.
All right. We had a question for ourselves. What happened to Meggie?
Yeah, last I remember, Meggie was in Genoa City Jail, wearing the jumpsuit, and yelling at
people. And we were all happy that she was back.
Yeah, we're happy she was back, and she was visiting. You know, everyone went to visit her and to shake their finger at her and tell her what a horrible person she was. And then she just kind of disappeared.
Yeah, we never really heard anything else.
I don't remember that there was any resolution to her case at all.
No.
I have seen from other sources, though, that the unfortunate Sean Young is having a little trouble in her personal life, and now she's on Celebrity Rehab on the brand new season
that good?
Just started.
I don't watch those kind of shows.
I don't watch it, yeah, so I don't know.
I don't like to revel in... I hate celebrities. That's just, like, my thing. I hate celebrities, but Celebrity Rehab, then you'd think I'd actually want to watch that show.
Yeah, it seems like, because you love, what's that enabling show? Intervention?
Oh, I love Intervention.
Yeah, this is just Intervention with celebrities.
But so that's the thing difference? Is, I hate celebrities.
Okay, so they're
other than people who are on Young and the Restless, those people are wonderful.
Anyway, so I don't know what's been happening with that. All I know is that she went on it, and the one clip that I saw... You know, she was...
That's too bad.
Yeah, she was ranting, and it was like, oh.
Well, let's hope she makes it out okay.
Let's hope she makes it out
and gets back on track.
Right, yes, and gets back on that show, because we liked her. So, last thing, I, at least, watched the daytime Emmys.
Yeah, I totally missed it, but I'm looking at a picture of Lauren's dress right now, because... Is that what we're talking
about?
No,
that's not the dress I'm talking about. Ugh. She wore a dress during the show that had a higher percentage of her boobs showing than not. I mean, it was like cleavage-erific. And she was not the only one.
What's her real name?
I have no idea.
Why don't I know this?
Yeah.
Anyway,
It'll come to me when I
when we're
hear
not
it.
Watching, yeah.
But, well, and that seemed to be a theme... I mean, watching the Daytime Emmys was kind of like watching, which I never have, but I imagine watching the Adult Video Awards. Because all of the women were dressed like porn stars, and they had their boobs hanging out, and they had these slits up to the, you know, their hip, and were just hanging out all over the place.
I like Sharon's dress. The little red dress?
Sharon's dress? Yes, that's super cute.
Kind of cute. I like her darker hair, too, I have to say.
I like her darker hair. I think it's much cuter.
And I like Phyllis's dress.
That's not what Phyllis had on the whole time.
This is the reception. She has,
yeah.
Oh.
They changed and covered up because...
Because for the actual...
For the actual show. That might have been the one that she wore. I don't really remember, but I was, like, blinded by Lauren's outfit.
One of the things, too, is I was thinking how the Daytime Emmys last year was sort of at the end of August because they'd had all those delays,
yeah,
right?
They'd had to postpone it.
And I remember everybody was talking about a heat wave and how hot it was.
Yeah.
And if anything, I seem to remember a lot of people actually wanting to cover up at that one with, like, umbrellas or parasols, whatever.
Yeah, right.
Right? And sunglasses were really big.
Everybody,
and so maybe because it hasn't been so ridiculously hot, they wanted to...
Let it all hang out?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It was just...
And it was in Vegas, too, right?
It was in Vegas, yes.
So you know you got to dress like a whore in Vegas.
Yeah. Well, they did. Well, because it seems to me Lily was a presenter with Kane.
Uh-huh.
And she had a real cleavagey dress as well. And so it was just... On Lily, it worked. On Lauren, it was just kind of sad. Because, you know, she...
But Lauren has... pretty amazing boobs.
She does have pretty amazing boobs, and she certainly doesn't have any trouble showing them off.
Yeah,
so,
okay. That is kind of like one of her...
But it just gets to the point where it's just like, really? You know, don't you think you should, at a certain age, cover up a little? But she didn't think so. Wynard didn't win any of their acting nominations.
Yeah.
A bunch of them went to Bold and Beautiful, so, you know, good for them.
Oh my god, I know that we're not going to do a Bold and the Beautiful podcast,
no.
And I have not been good on my summer resolution of watching the Bold and Beautiful on a regular basis, but I have tuned in. I want to watch this show just based on whatever I see for 20 minutes every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I think I emailed you one time, and I was like, I don't know what's going on, but somebody
got
high and slept with their son and fell off the roof and was like, and it was like, all in 20 minutes. Like, yes, this is so awesome.
Okay, well, I'll maybe give it a try this week.
But, and especially since it's so short, it's not like...
Yeah,
it's not a huge
time commitment. There is an ad campaign running right now, though, for Bold and the Beautiful and Y&R, and they're showing clips from both shows, and they're saying one of the lead characters is going to be gone. And it's like, huh.
Well, and I've tried not to read any, like, major spoilers, because...
It spoils it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even sometimes I can't help it.
Yeah. So we'll see. But at the Daytime Emmys, Y&R won for Best Writing.
Yes.
Which I think is kind of funny, given that, you know, some of their storylines are just so out there. I mean, they basically won for winning the amusement park stuff.
No!
Yeah.
I was more thinking...
time frame. I need to find out exactly what the time frame is.
Yeah, I was
when
curious
things
about
are...
that. Because I was thinking the switcheroo with Patty.
No, it's post...
It's after
I think it's
that?
Post that, yeah.
Oh!
But, again, that would be something worth looking into. They also... tied and won with Bold and the Beautiful for Best Direction, which
tied?
Yeah, they both got one.
How does that work?
It was a tie.
How can they have ties?
They got, well, if you get and actually there was a lot of things that had ties that there were two recipients of a various award. There were two or three at least things that more than one person or one show won. And this was one of them, and it was for Best Directing, and I was like, okay,
what kind of contest is that? Like, oh, everybody gets a medal.
It's not like that.
Nobody
at all.
Loses.
I mean, it's a voting, you know.
Well, shouldn't there be, like, I don't know.
I mean, statistically, it's unusual, and I think I can only believe their accountants didn't cheat. My God, if the Daytime Emmys are rigged, what can I believe in?
I think they're all rigged,
that's
but
like
whatever.
Saying the Oscars are rigged.
No. Well.
No. No. No.
Really?
Yes, I believe in the sanctity of awards shows.
Okay. So I have to apologize because, like, a lot of people have been totally commenting on our Facebook, and it's been super awesome.
Yeah.
I am awful at checking our podcast email.
Like, I think I will take over that responsibility.
Yeah, you can. I'll check. I'm terrible. You know why? Because in the beginning...
You're busy. You're not terrible. You're just busy.
No, I'm not really busy right now, but okay.
Well, you have been. I mean...
It's more like, in the beginning, I was like, who would email us? Nobody. Mm-hmm. And it was, like, pathetic because every week I would check and we'd...
Yeah, there'd be nothing there.
It just spam.
Yeah.
And so I just sort of forgot about it. And then I went back recently and I checked. And we had a lot of emails. Mm-hmm. And so I really apologize if you emailed and I didn't email back. Mm-hmm. Or if I emailed back, like, 3 months too late or whatever.
Yeah.
And, but there... Somebody did email me asking for our listeners to give a little input on, mm-hmm. they're writing a book on, like, essential daytime moments.
Yeah.
And so I posted it on Facebook. You can go and potentially be quoted in a book, mm-hmm. I guess. And, yeah.
Or at least comment on it. And from going to the site and reading what the comments were, what people were listing, a lot of it was things that, oh, yeah, I would agree with that and, mm-hmm. you know.
And we also got asked if we would be interested in hosting a Jabot Cosmetics giveaway, mm-hmm. which you knew I emailed back. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah.
But they didn't email me back, and today was supposed to be...
Was the cutoff.
Yeah, and so I don't know. I didn't hear back. So I'm sorry if I got you excited. I certainly was excited.
I was excited. And I don't even wear makeup, but I was still, like, excited.
Yes!
So who knows? Maybe, you know, we are interested.
Yeah.
Maybe they will get back to us again in the future.
And feel free to email us because it's yrupdates@gmail.com. And we will check now.
Yes.
But Facebook really is a good place to get a hold of us.
Yeah. That's more
frequently
visited.
Definitely. Anything
else? Or you can leave comments on the actual blog.
Yeah. Which,
those are fun. We respond to those pretty quickly.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. So, and that's yrupdates.blogspot.com.
Right.
Anything else?
I think that's it.
Okay.
I predict that there's going to be a lot happening.
Yeah.
And this weekend, they're going to show the 4th of July. Something funny is happening on
Murphy's
the 4th of July.
Murphy's shirt's got to get broken
it's
out.
Like they're going to do a clip show, it looked like. It looked like it was going to be a Sharon clip show.
A clip show?
Yeah.
I hate clip shows.
Well... If you haven't been watching it for the last 20 years, clip shows can be very educational.
Okay, fine.
You can see young Sharon look exactly the same.
Yeah, I was going to say, she doesn't really look any different.
She doesn't age much. She's
done well.
Yeah, so. But other than that, I think things are going to be happening.
Yeah, I'm ready for some summer blockbustery madness.
Yeah, well, and especially after the cliffhanger was so... tame.
Mm-hmm.
The resolution of it was poor.
Yeah.
It was, I was not happy with that at all.
Yeah, I agree.
Not that I wanted the babies to actually blow up, but I didn't want, you know, there to be a better resolution than, oh, Kane got them out of the truck.
Yeah.
What a shame.
Oh, Colin has diplomatic immunity. It's just like, let's just wrap it up and be done.
Yeah.
So.
On that note.
Actually, but they did show Tucker's, who we think his daughter, they
Hunter.
Showed her more.
Yeah, yeah, she had a couple of scenes.
So I think you're right. I think that's going to be a big part of summer.
Right, the right age, she's
same
blonde.
Same ashen color
yeah,
hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so don't forget to go to the blog, yrupdates.blogspot.com, or find us on Facebook, The Young and the Restless Recap. And we'll see you next time.
Okay, bye-bye.